Today. Good. All right. Well, see this picture up here? This is my grandson, Chase. And I want to tell you about Chase. Chase used to come to my house a lot when he was a little boy. And Chase's mommy and daddy didn't tell him about God. So he didn't know about God. So when he got big enough to understand things, I started telling him about God. And one day we were going for a walk and I said, "See these trees and see the flowers and see the birds? God made those." And he said, "What God, Grandma?" And I said, "The God who made the heavens and the earth." And so I started to tell him about God. And later on when he would come up, sometimes we'd be going for a walk and he'd say, "God made me, Grandma?" I'd say, "Yes." And he said, "God made my mommy?" I said, "Yes." "God made my daddy?" "Yes." God made all of us, and you are special, and so are you, because God made you, and there's nobody else just like you. Well, the summer that Chase was three, he got to go to Vacation Bible School. Do you like Vacation Bible School? Have you been? Yeah, we haven't had a Vacation Bible School here for a while. But he got to go to Vacation Bible School, and even though he was three, and sometimes they don't let little tiny kids go to Vacation Bible School, but his brothers were there, and he was such a good little boy. He always remembered to say please and thank you. And he got to go to Vacation Bible School and learn more about God. And he came to Sabbath School a few times with me, but he didn't get to come very often. Well, one day he said to me, "Grandma, I need to go to Sabbath school." Oh, I thought. Well, then, but a couple of Sabbaths went by, and then Chase got really sick, and so I didn't get to take him to Sabbath school again. But I wondered. He knew he needed to come to Sabbath school where he could hear more about God. And Chase got really, really sick, and Chase did pass away. Chase died, and that was really sad for us. But you know the neat thing? He gets to learn about Jesus from Jesus himself. When Jesus comes and wakes him up, and he will just get to hear the story right from Jesus' mouth. And you know what else? Do you get in trouble sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But you know what? In heaven, Chase is going to grow up in heaven, and he'll never get in trouble. Isn't that awesome? I think that is extra special. And so I wanted to tell you this story because we are going to have a vacation Bible school called the Sea of Miracles. And you're going to come and sing songs, and we're going to hear Bible stories and learn more about Jesus, and we're going to play games and make fun things, and we're also going to learn about Shadow the Sheep and Snazzy the Snail and a few other things. But the best thing about Vacation Bible School is we are going to learn more about Jesus. And so Mr. Cruz has some invitations he's going to hand out to you. We're just starting to plan, but we do know when the dates are. Mr. Cruz, can you pass those out? And we do know the dates are going to be June 25 to 29. And so we want you to put this on your refrigerator and remember when Vacation Bible School is. That's a little ways away, but you can start thinking about it now. And for any of the big people out there, if you'd like to help, I'd love to have you talk to me, because we're going to need lots of help so we can have a special Vacation Bible School for our very special children. All right, let's bow our heads. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for loving us and making each one of us special. please be with each one of the children here and the children that will be coming to Vacation Bible School. Help them to learn more about Jesus so we can all be in heaven together and in the earth made new, where we'll never get in trouble and everything will just be just right. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you. Amen. All right, you can go back to your seats now.